Penguin Random House Audio presents Hades, Argentina by Daniel Lodell. Read for you by Christian Barrias. Part 1, 1986. Chapter 1. I'd spent 8 years officially disappeared. At least as far as I knew. I hadn't been back to Argentina since 76, and even after the ostensible resumption of democracy in 83, no one from the government ever managed to confirm my existence. Only in the 9th year, when I married an American and had to get certain papers in order for my green card, did Tomás Orilla return to documented being. But the interval between wasn't merely a bureaucratic absence. I'd shut myself off completely until I met my wife, and even then, by our first anniversary, I was already sleeping on the couch. The affair was hers, but the fault, I acknowledged tacitly, was mine. I'd never been truly present. Kind and available, yes. Committed, too. Even making plans for the long term. A joint savings account, my citizenship application, and most recently, conversations about children. But it was always an effort, a mask I put on. If I blamed Claire for anything, it was that she saw it for what it was and let me wear it anyway. That's one reason I went back when I got the call Pichuca was dying. It would mean a break from our problems. But like all things,